Well, I'm down at the Hardwick Industrial Estate and the Tesco's. Amongst everything else, they're doing some fundraising for children in need today, and I'm with the Community Champion team. So, who are you, ladies?
Hi, I'm Amy Ranger. I'm the Community Champion for the store.
Hello, I'm Laura Gavacol, and I'm working with Amy at the moment on the community work.
Hello, I'm Rachel Usher, and I'm a willing volunteer.
Excellent, we like willing volunteers. So, Children in Need Day, what's going on in the store today?
Well, we've got all our staff dressing in spots, and they're paying £1 each to wear their non-uniform today.
We're then doing a competition upstairs just for staff, where they've got to try and guess where Pudsey is fundraising in the UK today. That's £1 to go as well.
And we also have a bucket at customer services for any staff or customers that like to make a donation.
That's fantastic. So you're definitely doing your bit. You've done this before in previous years, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And how much have you raised previously?
For children in need, we normally sort of raise about £60, £70 each year for them. We've sort of done various things in the past, like cake sales and things like that. But this year we're just going for the bucket collection and the staff are dressing up.
Now, you don't just do charity work one day a year for children in need. There's other projects that you're involved in, isn't there?
Yeah, that's right. We do a lot with the local community and helping our local schools, clubs and charities and things like that. We go out and offer practical support as well as sort of financial support with things and donations for their fundraising. But yeah, we have our charity of the year, which is Cancer Research UK, and our total so far since March is nearly at 6,000, so we're doing really well with that.
That's excellent. So, willing volunteer. Were you really a volunteer or did somebody tell you to volunteer?
I think it's a choice, so it's quite good. But I kind of got told yesterday, spots tomorrow. I thought everyone will be dressed up.
So is this a bit of a break from the norm for you? And what are you doing to assist in the build-up to Christmas?
We're doing loads of activities for anyone in the community, mostly schools. We've just donated 37 Christmas trees to every school in King's Lynn. Just to get them in the Christmas spirit. And then we're also having reindeers and Santa Claus and a grotto come in on the 8th of December, so we're doing a lot this year.
That's fantastic. So Tesco's really is getting involved. Good to see. I've been at other stores and they obviously do work in the community as well, and I think it's brilliant that organisations like this and companies like this do get involved. I don't know if you can, this is not about Children Eat Day, but what about that big place that's opening across the road?
It's looking really smart, I must admit. However, I think we're ready for the challenge, and it's nice to have some competition in the town.
There's no competition. We've got the best staff. It's fine.
Excellent stuff. Well, thanks very much, ladies. It's been really good to talk to you, and I hope you raise loads of money.
Thank you.